Weather conditions across the Midwest over the next 2 days will actually be favorable for getting back into some of the fields that have not been impacted by the heavier rains. We do expect rain today in the eastern parts of the Midwest, mostly in Ohio, portions of Michigan and Indiana. Even parts of Kentucky will be involved. But most of that will be over by the time we get to the afternoon, and some of those areas will have a chance to already start drying down a little bit again, setting the stage for an opportunity to get back into some of these fields that are not too wet during the day tomorrow. In the meantime, the western Corn Belt will see an opportunity for field work today with a good amount of sunshine expected and some increased wind as we get into the afternoon. Tomorrow will be a very windy day across parts of the western sections of the Corn Belt, and we will see an increased risk of showers and thunderstorms as we move through the afternoon. The precipitation will then become more significant tomorrow night and into Sunday as it races across the entire Midwest. At the upper level low, though, will not be moving very quickly. Only the frontal system will, and so that means that places in the northern plains and the upper Midwest will be vulnerable to periods of showers and thunderstorms on a regular basis going on through probably the first part of next week. The precipitation that occurs will be quite erratic, but its mere frequency will be great enough to limit the amount of field progress that will take place. For other areas in the Midwest, there may be opportunities for a little bit of field work if the first round of precipitation turns out to be lighter than expected, but for all practical purposes, it will be difficult for any kind of generalized field work to occur across the region until we get behind the storm system, which will be late next week. The upper level low is going to be slow in exiting out of the region. There will be instability showers in the second half of next week across some of the northern and central parts of the region, but the volume of rain that comes with it will be very low. And the other issue, of course, is that the temperatures will be relatively cool across the region as well, and we'll likely see afternoon temperatures during the middle part of next week probably holding in the 50s and 60s across portions of the region, which wouldn't be too bad if it was early April, but instead we're going to be looking at the last days of April and early May, and that's just a little too chilly for this time of the year. Our temperatures are going to be fairly decent here in the next couple of days, though. We'll be a little bit coolish today in the eastern Midwest because of the cloud cover and precipitation, with highs in the 50s and 60s in Michigan and southward into Ohio and parts of Indiana. Similar temperatures will occur in Minnesota and Wisconsin. But we'll look for 60 and 70 degree temperatures to occur in most other areas today, and similar conditions will occur tomorrow with somewhat warmer weather in the southwest in particular. We'll see temperatures in Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, and eventually into Illinois and some of the Ohio River Valley on Sunday, getting up over 80 degrees. So the heat will help to raise soil temperatures and improve drying rates across the region, but unfortunately the time period that we have before the rain begins is relatively short, limiting the amount of firming of the soil that will take place before the next wave of rain arrives. The temperatures will be cooling down from northwest to southeast across the region as we get into the early to middle part of next week, but some of the lower parts of the Midwest will still be warm enough that if they manage to get away from some of the greater rainfall, they could actually firm up enough to maybe get into a few fields. It all comes down to the volume of rain that falls. We'll expect the low temperatures at night over these next few nights to be mostly in the 40s and 50s across a big part of the region. Some lower 60-degree readings will be possible in the southernmost areas as we go from Saturday into Sunday and Monday, and then we'll look for some 30-degree lows to occur in the far northernmost parts of the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.